Listening Library presents Dairy Queen by Katherine Gilbert Murdoch. Read for you by Natalie Moore. Chapter 1. Schwenk Farm. This whole enormous deal wouldn't have happened, none of it, if Dad hadn't messed up his hip moving the manure spreader. Some people laugh at that, like Brian did. The first time I said manure spreader, he bent in half, he was laughing so hard. Which would have been hilariously funny, except that it wasn't. I tried to explain how important a manure spreader is, but it only made him laugh harder, in this really obnoxious way he has sometimes. And besides, you're probably laughing now too. So what? I know where your milk comes from. And your hamburgers. I'll always remember the day it all started because Joe Namath was so sick. Dad names all his cows after football players. It's pretty funny, actually, going to the 4-H fair, where they list the cows by farm and name. Right there next to Happy Valley Buttercup is Schwenk Walter Payton. Because none of my grandpas or great-grandpas could ever come up with a name for our place better than boring old Schwenk Farm. Joe Namath was the only one left from the year Dad named the cows after Jets players. Which I guess is kind of fitting in a way, seeing how important the real Joe Namath was and all. Our Joe was 11 years old, which is ancient for a cow. But she was such a good milker and calver, we couldn't help but keep her. These past few weeks, though, she'd really started failing. And on this morning, she wasn't even at the gate with the other...